Next, we're going to transition and talk about cross-border issues in the entertainment industry. We have two speakers for this. The first one's going to be Lindsay Bailey. She's an art entertainment lawyer in Vancouver and Austin, working with a range of creative professionals, going all the way from musicians, music industry entrepreneurs, filmmakers, fashion designers, cultural organizations and foundations in visual arts, as well as serial entrepreneurs. In addition to everything else you can read in the materials we're providing, Lindsay Bailey serves as external general counsel to several groups of companies, provides strategic advice for them, business and IP legal services, and support through financing, M&A, and other strategic growth-oriented services. We also have Lori Messini here, general counsel to Thunderbird Entertainment. Prior to that, she practiced entertainment law for more than a decade, assisting Canadian and American producers and studios with their legal and business affairs needs. She's also worked as production counsel for original programming for networks such as Nickelodeon, Disney, Food Network, and Discovery. She also helped to create an online course called Producer Essentials, a comprehensive guide to business, affairs, and production law for film and television. And again, we see we have in person and virtual, and it's probably the same for everyone who's online right now. With that, we can get started with this panel. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Lori and I are both really happy to be here with you, both virtually and live and direct, to discuss cross-border considerations for film and TV deals and music deals, respectively. It's a true honor that Lori is here with us. She's a good friend and colleague from Vancouver, and I look forward to having her here in person, hopefully for another ELI or seminar soon. And just as a note, you know, I'm going to open up the floor to Lori, so to speak, the virtual floor, for her to run through film and TV deals, and then I'll dive into music deals and those cross-border considerations, and then we'll leave about 5 to 10 minutes at the end for Q&A for both of our parts, respectively. So thanks very much. Over to you, my friend.
Hi. Lindsay, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Can everybody else?
Okay, great.
Awesome.
Hi, everyone. I wish I was there in person instead of on a screen, but we're kind of dealing with Q1 financials, so I couldn't make it. But I love Austin, and I wish I was there. So as Lindsay mentioned, I'm primarily a production lawyer. I've been practicing for about 17 years now, and right now I'm general counsel for Thunderbird Entertainment, which is a publicly traded company on the TSXV in Canada, with offices here in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Los Angeles. So cross-border issues are kind of first and foremost in my day-to-day life. So what I thought I would talk about today is the kind of things that I'm used to seeing, the cross-border issues that emerge, and some kind of things I've learned along the way. And then, as Lindsay mentioned, we'll have time for questions if there are any. So basically, cross-border film and television productions between Canada and the U.S. are extremely common, especially here on the West Coast. That's obviously for several reasons. We're on the same time, so there's not issues with that. We also are about a three-hour flight away, and I think probably the biggest consideration is our robust tax credit system here. And also, you know, Vancouver's known for having great locations and crews and being kind of set up for large quantities of film and television production. So we've become a hub. When I was in private practice, I would say about 80% of my practice involved U.S. clients who were coming up here to film, take advantage of our great crews and locations and tax credits, and then, you know, export their productions back to the U.S. So some kind of key factors that U.S. producers coming up to Canada would need to take into account are, as I already mentioned, primarily tax incentives and funding opportunities. Canada across the country offers great tax credit incentives for both Indigenous and non-Canadian film and television productions. We have a federal credit, which is administered by CAVCO, the Canadian Audiovisual Certification Office, and then each province has their own tax credit schemes that kind of bump up the federal credit.